朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
人际关系最重要的成分。
What is the most component of our human relations?
是忠诚、信实、良善。
Is it faithfulness, loyalty, and goodness?
都不是，应当是爱心。
Not at all. It should be love.
爱能够包容一切。
Love can endure everything.
如果所有的活动缺乏了爱，就没有真实的意义。
If all activities are going on with no love, there's no true meaning.
基督徒的标志是什么？
What is the sign of Christians?
有的人说十字架。
Some say cross.
但最完整的说，还是应当指着是爱。
But the more appropriate sign is actually love.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
主耶稣道成肉身来到世上，就是为了要把神的爱彰显在全地。
Lord Jesus came to this earth, taking human form, is to spread his love.
他来到世上是为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
He came to this earth and being nailed on the cross for our sins.
所以在那个机器没有做好以前，你先把我放到下一张。你没办法扛住。好。在彼得前书二章再下一张。彼得前书第二章第二十四节这样说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，我们便得到了医治。这是神爱的最高表现。
First Peter tells us that he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might dieto sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. This is the manifestation of God's love.
今天我们要从约翰福音第十五章来看真正的爱是怎么样成全的。
Today we are going to see how God's love is being accomplished from John chapter 15.
约翰差不多用了一半的篇幅来记载主耶稣在世上最后这一段日子所发生的事情跟他讲的话。
John used about half of his book, his letter to record Jesus' activities and how he spread his love on earth.
其中最有名的就是我们都记得是葡萄树跟枝子的比喻。
The most famous one is what we know as the vine and branches.
葡萄树虽然有许多的枝子，但是它只有一棵树。
Even though there are many branches, but there's only one vine.
葡萄树会结许多的果子，但是它只有一种味道。
Vine can have many, many fruits, but there's only one flavor.
那个味道就是神爱的味道。
That flavor is the love of God.
因为耶稣基督的生命就是一个爱的生命。
Because Jesus' life was life of love.
所以在第十五章第九节，他说：“我爱你们，正如我请大家一同来跟我念。来
，Let's be together.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在爱里。我们每一天都活在爱的关系中。”
Every day we live in relationship of love.
有父母的爱、儿女的爱、夫妻的爱、手足的爱、朋友的爱。
We have love of parents, brothers, siblings, friends, and so forth.
但许多时候我们的爱都是自私的，都以自我的需要为中心。
But very often our love is actually selfish, centers on our own needs.
对方可爱我才爱他。
When the other side is lovable, then I love him.
对方爱我，我才爱他。
He or she loves me, then I'll love back.
所以等到人老珠黄了，生意失败了，变穷了，就不爱了。
So when we get older, when we become poor, love disappears.
这不是真正的爱，这是自私。
This is not true love, this is selfish.
什么是真正的爱呢？
What is true love?
真正的爱是不断的更新。
True love is being renewed constantly.
主耶稣说你们要常在我的爱里。
Jesus said, you need to be constantly in my love.
原来的意思就是住在我的爱里面。
The original meaning is to live in my love.
那是以主为家。
That is, take refuge in God.
Take the Lord as home.让主成为我的家，好像我每天在外面忙碌，我们最后都是要回家的。
It's like we are busy every day working outside, eventually we go home every evening.
所以我们需要用这种心态来保持我们的爱。
So we need to keep our love with this type of mentality.
就是我们每一天我们都要回到爱的本源上。
That is every day we need to come back to the origin of love.
爱最大的威胁就是疏远。
The biggest threat to love is indifference.
我不赞成夫妻为了工作的缘故身分两地。
I do not agree with the separation of husband and wife because of work.
当然暂时候是可以暂时的，但是长久一定会出问题。
Temporary it may be okay, but long term is not good.
同样的道理，如果我们不天天来亲近神，过了一段时间，我们也会跟神疏远的。
Same reason, if we don't come to God every day, over a long time, we might leave God.
第二，真实的爱一定有顺服的因素。
Second, true love has to have obedience.
主耶稣说，你们若常遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里面。
Lord Jesus said, you'll be in my love if you follow my commands.
如果你的妻子要求你做一件事是你可以做也应当做的，你做不做呢？
If your wife asks you to do something that you are able to do and should do, will you do it?
师母告诉我说厨房的那个水槽的水管漏水。
My wife told me that the faucet in the kitchen is leaking.
Not the faucet, the pipe and the
pipe is leaking.
我想那一点的工程叫人来修是不合算，我就自己动手吧。
So I started to do it, repair it myself.
Not start, just plan to do it. 那但是呢，又脏又臭，就是不想动手。
But it's dirty and it's difficult, so I hesitated.
可是我想到他每天都站在那个水槽旁边，如果他想着下面的哒哒哒哒，他就没办法做事了。
But I thought that if she stands there every day and knowing that's leaking down there, it's hard for her to work.
所以我就打起精神去把它修好。
So I encourage myself to get it fixed.
什么是爱？爱不是挂在嘴上，我爱你，我爱你，我爱你。
What is love? It's not just tell the words.
爱是要照着你所爱的人，顺从他的意思去做。
Love is to do things according to the person you love.
当然我也是很懒的，像你们当中男人一样，但不是每一次叫你做，都是马上就自动去做的。
Of course, I'm just as lazy as you.Man among you, so sometimes I hesitate.
可是你若是连在葡萄树上，你就能够有这个力量去做。
But if you are connected to the vine, you will have the strength to do it.
我们每一天都应当连在这个葡萄树上来亲近主，我们就得到更新。
Every day we should connect to the vine to be close to God, then we get refreshed.
好像那个枝子，它是要从葡萄树取得养分，它就能够发绿成长。
The branches need to get nutrients from the vine so it can flourish.
第二，主要我们的喜乐可以满足。
Second, God wants us to complete our joy.
这是爱最大的益处。
This is the most benefit of love.
我们一起来读第十一节。
Let's read together.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。人生最大的追求是什么？
What is the most things people chase in their lives?
其实不是权力、金钱，也不是富贵、健康。
It's not really power, money, or health.
而是一个人他有喜乐的满足。
It is the satisfaction of joy.
一个人他有金山银山，高富的可以敌国，但是他不见得有真正的满足。
A person have lots of gold and be very rich but may not be really satisfied.
因为财富不见得能够带给他满足感。
Because wealth may not bring a person's satisfaction.
所以为什么 Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, 他们要把他们的钱财拉去捐给这些学校医院。
That's why Warren, Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, they, contribute money to, schools and hospitals.
因为那个才能够带给他们真正的满足感。
Because that can bring them real satisfaction.
所以你看 Hillary, 或者是 Donald, 他们为什么拼着老命被人骂得狗血喷头也要去竞选美国总统。
Why would Hillary and Donald, try to campaign for presidency even though they are being, scolded all the time?
其实那个是世界上最难做的工作。
That is actually the most difficult job in the world.
尤其在这个多元媒体的这个时代，不管谁来做美国总统都会被弄得灰头灰脸下台，像奥巴马一样。
Especially in this, multimedia, world, doesn't matter who, eventually person will, come down with disgrace.
为什么？因为那个能够带给他们满足感。
Why? Because this job can bring them satisfaction.
但真正的满足是在于认识神。
But the true satisfaction is to get to know God.
好像奥古斯丁他说的，神造人的时候在人的心里面留下了一个神形状的空处。
Augustine said when God made human, he left a void that looks like God inside humans' hearts.
人尝试着用各样的东西去填满它都填不进去。
People try to fill this void with different kinds of things, but to no avail.
因为那是神为他自己所预备的。
Because that hole is God prepared for himself.
只有让神来到我们的心中，充满我们里面，才会有一种满足感。
Only when God come into us to fill us, then we get satisfied.
这是为什么我们今年讲的是简朴的生活。
That's why this year we talk about simple life.
简朴生活对世人来讲呢，就是省吃俭用。
Simple life to, worldly people is to, save money and to be frugal.
但是对基督徒而言，简朴生活是回到基督里面。
But to Christians, simple life to, is to go back to Christ.
因为他在我们的里面，我们才会有真正的满足的喜乐。
Because only when he is in us, we can have actual joy of satisfaction.
你有了满足的喜乐，你就不需要更大的房子，更新的车子。
When you are, have joy of satisfaction, you have no longer need for a bigger house or newer cars.
第二，喜乐是相信神的话。
Joy is also to believe in God's word.
主耶稣说，这些事我已经对你们说了。
Jesus said, I have told you these things.
但问题是你们不愿意相信。
But problem is you do not want to.
人的问题就是人不愿意相信神的话。
Human problem is that humans do not want to believe in God's word.
当初夏娃在伊甸园里面，她最大的难处是什么？
In the beginning, when Eve was in the Garden of Eden, what was her most difficulty?
就是撒旦要叫她相信神的话，怀疑，不相信神的话，要怀疑神的话。
That is, Satan wants her to doubt God's word.
所以撒旦说你不一定死。
So Satan said, you may not die.
但是神明明的说分别树上的果子你不可以吃，你吃的日子必定死。
But God did say, clearly that you cannot eat that fruit. If you eat, you will die.
所以撒旦的解释就是说，因为 神怕你吃了日子眼睛就明亮，然后你就如神一样能知道善恶。
So Satan said, the reason God said that is because he's afraid that you eat the fruit, your eyes become, you can see, you become as wise as God.
所以夏娃突然说，哦，原来神不让我吃是怕我变得像他一样。
So Eve said, oh, that's why, because he does not want me to be like him.
你看到今天人定胜天的这个谎言仍然在小学的教科书里面。
So even up to today, the lie of humans can win over heaven is still in elementary school's textbook.
堕落是从不相信神的话开始的。
Falling begins from not believing God's word.
所以西方的新派神学家他们把圣经批判的支离破碎。
So there are Western New Age theologians who criticize the God's word.
最后圣经呢变成大学英文系的一本参考书而已。
So that Bible even became just a reference book for a college English major.
所以当人不相信神的话，人的生命就失去了它的焦点的意义。
So when we do not believe God's word, our lives lost its focus.
因此人都是追求物质，想用这些来满足他的心，但是那是做不到的。
So we chase material things and hoping to satisfy our hearts, but it's to no avail.
因为真正的喜乐是认识神并且相信他的话。
Because true love, true satisfaction is to believe in God's word.
然后耶稣说我们要彼此相爱。
Jesus said we should love each other.
我们来念第十二节，请
Let's read.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。爱是一种容量，你要不断地去扩充它。
Love is a capacity, you need to expand it constantly.
好像声乐家他每天都要练练他的喉咙。
It's like a singer needs to practice his or her voice every day.
其实他是在练他的肺活量，让他能够扩大到每一口气都达到100%的效果。
Actually, he or she is practicing his or her lung capacity, so every breath can reach its 100% capacity.
好像 Michael Phelps, 他每天都要游5公里以上，让他的肌肉达到最大的功能。
It's like Michael Phelps.He needs to practice every day 5 miles.
同样的，我们的爱心也要不断去用它，才能够继续的扩大它的容量。
Same thing, our love needs to be practiced and used to expand its capacity.
主耶稣他没有给门徒许多的条例跟命令。
Lord Jesus did not give his disciples too many laws.
他只要求他们一项，就是叫他们彼此相爱。
He only gave them one, love one another.
因为爱能够包容一切。
Because love encompasses everything.
他自己来到这个世界上，就给我们做了榜样。
He came to this world to be our example.
因为他不来，没有人能够明白神、父、子、圣灵三位一体的神。
Because if he did not come, nobody can understand this God, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity.
他们人是不可能理解圣父、圣子、圣灵之间的这种相爱是怎么样子的合一的。
Humans cannot understand the unity and the love of the Trinity.
那么他来了，他怎么样子？他表现爱是主动的。
When he came, he showed us that love is active.
他亲自来到这个人世间，拯救每一个世上的灵魂。
He came to this world and saved every soul.
如果这世界上只有你一个人犯了罪，你想耶稣会不会来到这个世上为你的罪而死？
If in this world you are the only one who has sinned, do you think Jesus will come to this world and die for you?
爱是需要主动去表达的。
Love needs to be shown actively.
也许年轻的弟兄都很喜欢这句话。
Maybe young people like this saying very much.
不是 young people, 是 all the brother like this word. 要主动，牧师说了，所以等一下聚完会我就开始追了。
All young brothers like this saying. Need to be active.
但是那是讲到彼此相爱，不是单方面的爱。
But Jesus talked about love one another. It's not just one side.
你不能强迫别人来爱你。
You cannot force other people to love you.
主耶稣从来没有强迫人来信他的。
Lord Jesus never forced other people to believe him.
他是透过许多的人为你祷告，然后给你机会来向你表达他的爱。
It is through many people who prayed for you and give you an opportunity to show your love to him.
我们在教会的生活里面也应当主动的来表达爱。
In our church life, we should also actively show our love.
当你在使用教会你的东西或者是教室的时候，你要想到过一段时间之后，别人也可能要用这些东西。
When you use any facilities in this church, you need to think that after a little bit, a little while, other people may also need to use.
所以，如果你是出于爱，你就应当把用过的东西归回原位。
So for the sake of love, after finishing using them, you should put them back.
所以是出于爱的缘故，你就应当把教室清理得干干净净，别人可以用。
For the sake of love, you should clean up after you use it.
不要你东西用完了，你一丢，你以为有别人来清理，其实教堂里除了牧师之外，还有艾米啊，那没有别人了。
Don't leave things behind you without cleaning, without putting back. In this church, other than Pastor and Amy, there's no one else.
啊，现在还有彩珠啊，有的时候还有其他两位牧师出现了。
Also, there are other pastors and Pearl.
你知道这一些东西，如果是食物的话，一个礼拜下来会腐烂，会臭得不得了。
But you know, leaving things behind, if it's food, after 1 week, it'll all perish.
彼此相爱不见得就是我们要请大家你请我吃饭我请你吃饭，那才叫彼此相爱。
Love one another is not just to feast each other.
彼此相爱乃是你愿意顾念到别人，然后你减少对方的麻烦。
Love one another also includes thinking for other people's sake and reduce their trouble.
其实最简单的道理就是你嚼口香糖，你的口香糖不要乱吐啊。
The simplest is when you chew chewing gum, don't spit it out.
因为那小小的一个口香糖可以粘在别人的裤子上，给人家带来多大的麻烦。
Because a little piece of chewing gum can stick to anything and cause a lot of trouble.
主动的爱就是我主动的去为对方设想。
Active love is to think for other people actively.
爱不但是主动的，也应当是牺牲的。
Love should not only be active, it should also be sacrificial.
因为耶稣他撇下了尊贵神的地位来到这个世界上，而且生在马槽中。
Because Jesus came to this earth, and was born in a manger.
他不但是生在一个卑微的木匠的家里面。
Not only he was born in a poor carpenter's home.
他也是冒着被人骂为私生子的一个罪名。
He was also being risking the worldly people's saying that he might be a person with no father.
但事实上，他是从圣灵怀孕，要与其他的人不同，所以没有经过爸爸。
But he was actually impregnated by the Holy Spirit, so he actually has no worldly father.
所以最后他被钉死在十字架上的时候，他的罪名是非常长的。
So when he was being nailed on the cross, his condemnation was pretty long.
这个牺牲的榜样，我们应当常常牢记在心。
This role model of sacrificial love we should remember in our hearts.
彼此相爱是一定要有牺牲的。
Love one another requires sacrifice.
因为既然是彼此就不再分开。
Because if we love one another, we are one.
我们要用爱来把我们绑在一起。
We should bound ourselves with love.
所以夫妻两个人就无所谓彼此。
So among husband and wife, there is no you or me.
两个人是两个人都赢，或者是两个人都输。
Two people either both win or both lose.
如果我们要改变，我们就一定要牺牲。
If we want to change, we need to sacrifice.
因为真正的爱就是牺牲自己来成全对方。
Because true love is to sacrifice self and to accomplish others.
教会的生活也是这样，我们都是一棵葡萄树上的枝子。
Church life is also like this. We are all branches of a vine.
我们都拥有一个共同的生命。
We all have one common life.
所以我们不应当分门别类。
So we should not separate each other.
你也不应当说你是美圣堂的，我是本堂的。
We should not say that you belong to Mason Church or belong to Compton.
因为别的枝子如果结许多的果子，那个也是葡萄树的荣耀。
Because if other branches bear a lot of fruits, that's also glory of the vine.
收成的时候不会去计较说，哦，这一个枝子结了许多果子，而是这一棵葡萄树结了多少果子。
During harvest time, we will not count how many fruits each branch bear. We only count how many fruits each vine bear.
侍奉就是要牺牲。
To serve is also to sacrifice.
如果哪件事情没有人做，我就主动的去做。
If something nobody is doing that thing, I will go and do it myself.
哪个人需要帮助，我就牺牲自己的时间、金钱去帮助他。
Who else needs help? I will sacrifice my time and money to help.
美圣的建堂不是别人的事情，是我们整个教会的事。
Mason expansion is not other people's thing, it's our church.
我们应当牺牲我们银行的户头，让我们能够慷慨的来帮助他们。
We should sacrifice our bank account to help them.
因为在这里有福音的广传，更多人信主，神不会是计算美圣堂本堂的。
Because when gospel spread, more people believe.God will not count whether it's from Mason or from Compton.
这些华侨他们信主都是新城教会结的果子。
All these Christian brothers and sisters, these are all fruits of the Cincinnati Chinese Church.
如果我们奉献不奉献到我们心痛，就不算真正的奉献。
If we do not serve to a point where we feel pain,That's not real service.
No, let me correct that. If we offering, not offering to a point that we feel suffering, then we are not truly offering.
Thank you.
就是如果我们的奉献没有伤痛到我们的心，那就不算是真正的金钱的奉献。当然，有的人给了十块钱，他也心痛，那另当别论。第四，主耶稣要我们做他的朋友。
Fourth, Lord Jesus wants us to be his friends.
十三节到十五节我们请念。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。当一个人信主之后，他与神之间的关系就从主人与仆人转变成为朋友的关系。
When a person believes in Jesus, his relationship changes from master and slave to friends.
这个主人朋友奴仆朋友有什么区别这种关系？
What's the difference between master slave and friends?
这一个奴仆的关系是受辖制的，朋友的关系是自由的。
Master slave relationship is being controlled, whereas friendship is free.
所以当一个奴仆他做事的时候，他要非常的害怕得罪主人。
So when the slave does things, he needs to fear to offend his master.
但是做朋友，我们就不需要担忧。
But as friends, we do not need to worry.
你知道神从来都不叫我们去做奴仆的。
Because God never wants us to be his slave.
我们是自己愿意来因爱的缘故服侍他。
It's because of love we are willing.
因为神给我们十足的自由。
Because God gave us freedom.
你如果信了耶稣，你不侍奉，你马上就头痛，马上就生病，马上就有死亡的危险。哇，那你一定会热心侍奉主的。
If once you believe, if you do not offer or serve, you immediately have headache and get sick. For sure, you will serve.
如果你不肯奉献金钱，明天股票就跌到停板，你就会奉献了。
If you do not want to offer money and the stock market just fell tomorrow, of course you will.
但神从来不做这种事，因为神把我们当作是他的朋友，他给我们自由。
But God never does things like this because He gives us freedom, regard us as friends.
他要我们主动的来爱他，来回应他的爱。
He wants us to love Him and respond to His love actively.
奴仆跟自由，奴仆跟朋友的区别，奴仆是要接受惩罚，但是朋友是接受规劝。
The difference between slaves and friends is slaves get reproved, whereas friends get restored.
神也是这样子来对待我们。许多时候我们犯错，神没有立刻的惩罚我们。
God is like that. When we does go astray, God may not immediately punish us.
神是借着环境的改变，是借着弟兄姐妹的相劝，是借着传道人的话来帮助我们归正。
God helps us and restores us by the circumstances, by brothers and sisters, by the church.
所以神他是把我们当作是他的朋友。
So God regards us as his friends.
因为他希望我们能够回转到他面前。
Because he wants us to come back to him.
奴仆跟朋友，奴仆是必须听从，朋友是可以参与的。
Slaves must listen and obey, but friends can participate.
许多时候神是允许我们来参与他做的决定。
Often God allows us to participate in his decision making.
虽然很多时候我们的建议都是很糟糕的，但是神也容许。
Even though our suggestions are pretty bad often, but God allows it.
你回想你的人生经验当中，你是不是曾经有很多次你做了决定，你也祷告了神，但是你仍然照着你的意思做。
Thinking about your life experience, have you had made your decision and prayed, but then still went ahead and did things according to your own decision?
但是神容许你这样去做，最后你吃亏，你也不能怪神。
But God allows you to do it, and if you suffer, you cannot blame on God.
所以聪明的是知道自己是与神为友，为朋友。
So the wise knows that he or she is friend of God.
所以我们让神来帮助我们，我们不过是参与而已。最后向主耶稣的祷告，愿主的旨意成全。
So we participate and as friend, and finally we pray, may God's will be done.
最后我们看到我们要结果子，爱是为了结果。
And love is to bear fruits.
我们来读16节17节，请。
Let's read.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。信耶稣为的是什么？
What is it for to believe in Christ?
首先我们是蒙神的拣选。
We are being chosen.
因为神做了一个非常奇妙的安排，让你能够认识他。
Because God made a very wonderful arrangement so you can know him.
我们的一生就是按照神他的意思而生活。
Our whole life is to live by God's will.
如果你是老师，做老师，你就是好好的教育学生，让他们有高尚的人格。
If you are a teacher, you need to teach your friends, your students, so they become good people.
如果你是一个工程师、设计家，你就应当好好的设计产品，让人能够享受，能够用它。
If you are an engineer, designer, you need to design carefully, good products.
如果你是一个医生，你就要帮助尽力的去医治人的病。
If you are a doctor, you need to, try your best to teach.
为什么？
Sorry,
因为神选你成为基督徒，就是要做好神交付你的工作。
Because God chose you as Christians, that is to ask you to do your work well.
第二个，我们信主的意思就是要经历神的恩典。
Second, we believe in God so we can experience God's grace.
主耶稣说，你们奉我的名向神无论求什么，他就要赐给你们。
Jesus said, if you ask in my name, he will give it to you.
你知道这是主的名最美妙的地方。
This is the best part of God's name.
当然很多时候我们听到有人祷告到最后也不提奉主的名。
Sometimes we do not hear people saying, in Lord's name.
其实这是不对的。为什么？因为这个时代有人不喜欢提耶稣的名。
This is incorrect because in this day and age, there are people who do not like the name of Jesus Christ.
因为他们怕提了耶稣就 offend 那些回教徒。
Because they are afraid of offending the Muslims by calling Jesus.
所以他们祷告就跟回教徒一样的祷告，最后就说哦，阿们就结束了。
So they pray just like Muslims, and at the end they only say Amen.
因此我们了解这一点，我们就要避免这样的错误。
So now we understand this, we need to avoid this mistake.
不是说我们大家在一起祷告我们就简化了，你说一句我说一句，最后一个人说阿们就结束了，奉耶稣的名阿们就结束了。
It's not that when we pray together we simplify it and each person says one thing and eventually we say Amen.
而是我们每一句祷告的话我们都是要奉耶稣的名。
Every sentence we pray we need to pray in the name of Jesus.
因为是耶稣把我们的祷告带到父神的面前。
Because it is Jesus who brought our prayers to God.
神是很喜欢把恩典给我们的。
God is very pleased to give his grace to us.
但只有一个条件，这个条件就是必须要透过耶稣基督。
There's only one condition, that is it must go through Jesus.
第三，我们成为基督徒是为了要结果子。
The third, to become Christians is to bear fruits.
大家都知道结果子是树成熟的自然表现。
We all know that bearing fruits is the manifestation of a tree become mature.
当然有带人信主的果子。
Of course, this fruits is to fruits of bringing people to Lord.
也有用嘴唇发出对神赞美的果子。
Also the fruits of praising.
也有圣灵改变我们性情的果子。
Also the fruits of the Holy Spirit changing us.
你知道有一天你去见主的面，主会问你一件事情。
One day when you go see Lord, he will ask you one thing.
他问你，你为我结了多少果子？
He'll ask, how many fruits did you bear for me?
你怎么回答呢？
How would you answer?
圣经当中一个最美的故事，我称它为爱的故事。
The one most beautiful story of love in the Bible.
你想是哪一个爱的故事呢？
Which story is that?
让你们来回答看看。
Please answer.
啊，圣经当中最美爱的故事是哪一个？
The most beautiful love story in the Bible is.
孙俊，你说。全克明很紧张那样，你说。
He said his wife told him this story of Ruth.
我知道你会讲路德，但是你是指的波阿斯跟路德。
This is Boaz and Ruth.
我要讲的是拿俄米跟路德。
What I need to say is Naomi and Ruth.
我觉得这是圣经当中最美的爱的故事。
I think this is the most beautiful love story in the Bible.
我称它为爱的跟随。
I call this love of following.
拿俄米他有两个儿子，但是在饥荒当中，他们在异乡，他的丈夫跟儿子都死了。
Naomi had a husband and two sons, but in the difficult times, they all died.
所以拿俄米就对他两个媳妇说，你们回你们的娘家吧。
So Naomi told her two daughter-in-laws, saying, go back to your mother's house.
他说，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人与我一样。
May Jehovah take care of you.
他说，愿耶和华使你们各在新的夫家中得平安。他说，
May the Lord grant you with and find rest.
然后拿俄米就与他的媳妇们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭。
And she kissed them and they all cried.
然后这个大媳妇他就走了，离开，回到他自己的娘家去了。
And one daughter-in-law left.
只剩下这个小媳妇路德。
Only the younger one, Ruth.
啊，然后呢，接下去路德记第十五一章十五节，拿俄米就说：“看哪，你嫂子已经回他本国和他所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你的嫂子回去吧。”
So in Ruth chapter 1, 15 through 18, Naomi said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. Return after your sister-in-law."
然后路德说，不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge."
你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在那里，除非死能使你我相离。
Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord do so to me and more. Also, if anything but death parts me from you.
不然，愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。拿俄米见路德定义要跟随自己，就不再劝他了。
So when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more.
路德他是死心塌地的要跟着他的穷婆婆。
So Ruth has determined to follow her poor mother-in-law.
请注意，这个不是他的妈妈，不是女儿，这是婆婆与媳妇。
This is not her mother, this is mother-in-law.
在我们中国人当中，最困难的关系就是婆婆与媳妇的关系。
In the Chinese culture, this is the most difficult relationship.
啊、我们当中有许多做婆婆其实都做得很好，包括师母在内、啊
there are many mother-in-laws among us. They are actually very good mother-in-laws, including my wife.
他们可能都经历了上一代自己做媳妇的那一个困难的阶段。
Maybe they have all experienced being daughter-in-law from their own lives.
但是路德爱她的婆婆，甚至可以说爱过她的自己的夫家。
But Ruth loved her mother-in-law more than her own mother.
因为她的婆婆很爱她。
Because her mother-in-law loved her so much.
所以她愿意与她的婆婆共生死。
So she was willing to live and die with her mother-in-law.
在人看来，拿俄米就是穷的一穷二白，她是没有任何的东西。
In man's eyes, Naomi was very poor.
但是她有一样非常非常宝贵的东西。
But she had one thing that's very, very precious.
你知道那是什么
？What is that？
啊，那个就是神的智慧。
That is God's wisdom.
她有一个隐藏的神的应许。
She had a hidden promise from God.
就是她有一个非常富有的亲属。
That she had a very rich relative.
而这个亲属根据神的话，也不得不会娶他死去的这一个亲人的太太。
And because of God's word, this rich relative will have to marry her daughter-in-law.
你知道，这个应许就是神要给我们的应许。
This promise is also the promise that God wants to give us.
也许我们在这个世界上，我们是跟随的主，算是一个很贫穷的一种选择。
Maybe following God in this world is a choice that makes us poor.
但是在主的里面，那个有神无限的丰富。
But in God, there is unlimited wealth.
路德他做了正确的选择，使他加入了耶稣基督的家谱。
Ruth made a correct choice, so she entered into the family of Jesus Christ.
这个是爱跟随的结果。
This is the result of following love.
今天我们跟随圣灵，我们也是一样要得到同样的结局。
So we follow the Holy Spirit today, we will end up the same way.
神要我们得到他一切的恩典。
God wants us to receive all His blessings.
只要我们肯跟随主。
As long as we are willing to follow.
这个就是简朴生活的意思。
This is the center meaning of simple life.
路德跟拿俄米他们过的是一个简朴的生活。
Ruth and Naomi, they lived very simple life.
因为他们有爱已经成就了一切。
Because they had love that accomplished everything.
所以他们灵里面是完全富足的。
So they were actually very abundant in the spirit.
当他们有需要的时候，神把加倍又加倍的恩典就加给他们。
When they needed, God gave them blessing upon blessing.
真正的爱是不需是需要不断的去保持跟彼此顺服的。
True love needs to be actively kept.
认识神跟相信他的话，使我们的喜乐可以满足。
Knowing God and believing His word can give us satisfaction of joy.
主耶稣他自己以牺牲的爱来给我们做榜样。
Lord Jesus showed us His role model with His sacrificial love.
所以我们才可以不再做奴仆，我们乃是与神做朋友。
So we are no longer slaves, we are God's friends.
信主的意思就是要为主去结果子。
To believe in the Lord is to bear fruits for Him.
那就是要不断的跟随主，爱，这是爱主最高的表现。
That is to follow the Lord. This is the highest manifestation.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们感谢天父对我们无比的爱。
We thank our Heavenly Father's love that's unlimited.
我们也感谢主耶稣为我们舍身十架的爱。
We also thank the love of Jesus Christ dying on cross.
我们更为圣灵不断在我们里面提醒我们这样细腻的爱。
We also thank the Holy Spirit's love that's constantly reminding us.
让我们里面真是对主的爱有十足的回应。
So we can respond to God's love.
我们也愿意像主一样的牺牲来成全爱。
We are also willing to sacrifice ourselves to accomplish this love.
因为主已经给我们自由，让我们能够参与一切的决定。
Because God has already given us the freedom to participate in His decision making.
可是我们却愿意说，愿主你的旨意成全。
But we are willing to say, May God's will be done.
让我们知道我们所领受的命令是彼此相爱，为的是要结果子。
Let us understand that we receive God's command to love one another is to bear fruit.
所以我们一生要跟随主，永不改变。
So we'll follow our Lord throughout the rest of our lives, never changing.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。